はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう東京。
ヨシです。
ちぐさです。
Peter here, back with another season 2 episode. Now these episodes are designed to work in tandem with the first season. In the first season we introduced so many things. We threw so much at you. Now in season 2 what we do here is we go back and we put the meat on the bones. Kind of to coin a phrase. Chigusa-san, do you like that phrase? Maybe we need a better one.
Try another one.
Alright. Okay, we bulk it up. We bulk your Japanese up. You know, we kind of gave you the framework, and now we're going to put something on that frame. Yoshi-san, help me out here. Chigusa-san, help me out here. Feel free to join in.
How about fruits up the tree?
Okay, well, you get the idea. So here we give you more. Rather than just the introduction, the standard out of the box, we build it up. For example, in today's lesson, this is going to build on introductions in season one, way back last December. We showed you how to introduce yourself when meeting someone. Chigusa-san, can you just refresh our memory?
はじめまして、山口ちぐさです。よろしくお願いします。
And this is straight out of the textbook. Nice to meet you. I am Chigusa Yamaguchi. Please be kind to me. Right out of the textbook. Now what we want to do today is give you something more advanced. We're going to give you a very formal way, a very polite way to introduce yourself. So please listen. Today it's just Chigusa-san and Yoshi-san introducing themselves in a formal situation. There are many similarities to the pattern that Chigusa-san just gave us. What we'd like you to do is listen, try to pick up what's different, okay? We're going to give it to you once, natural, native speed. Then we're going to give it to you again, slow. Finally, one time, natural, native speed with the English. Then we're going to get into the details. Really pick apart how the language is working. Okay, with that said, here we go.
はじめまして、渡辺と言います。よろしくお願いします。
はじめまして、山口と申します。どうぞよろしくお願いいたします。どうぞこちらへ。
One more time, slowly please.
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。はじめまして、渡辺と言います。よろしくお願いします。
はじめまして、山口と申します。どうぞよろしくお願いいたします。どうぞこちらへ。
This time, Chigusa-san and Yoshi-san will give you the Japanese, and I'll give you the English.
はじめまして。
How do you do?
渡辺と言います。
I'm Watanabe.
よろしくお願いします。
Please be kind to me.
はじめまして。
How do you do?
山口と申します。
I'm Yamaguchi.
どうぞよろしくお願いいたします。
Please be kind to me.
どうぞこちらへ。
This way, please.Now, as you could see, and as you probably noticed, there were many similarities between this conversation and the one we presented last year. Just a few things different in there. The grammar behind them is beyond the scope of this lesson. However, we will explain the premise behind this. Now, let's first just go over the vocabulary, the new vocabulary in there. And this is directly related to the politeness level in today's lesson. Yoshi-san, what's the first word?
Mousu.
To say.
申す。
Now, this is the humble form of to say. In Japanese, the way to say, is, the verb to say, that is,
you.
Break it down.
いう。
Okay, so, いう and 申す express the same thing, to say, but their meaning is quite different. Before we delve into that, let's just take a look at the second verb that we're going to introduce today.
いたす.
To do.
いたす. いたす.
Again, here we have the humble form of to do. Chigusa-san, what is the polite way to say to do?
します.
Now, if you noticed, Chigusa-san, in the beginning of this lesson, I asked you to introduce yourself. And after you introduced yourself, you said an expression. And this expression we use over and over. What's that expression?
お願いします。
お願い。And what's the last part?
します。
します。Now, in today's conversation, we have...
いたします。
The humble form of する。So, we gave you mosu, and we gave you itasu, the humble forms. But what does this mean? What it means is, in Japanese, there are many different politeness levels. Now, there's a form of Japanese called...
Kenjō-go.
Which roughly translates into humble language. And this is used to lower yourself or the people in your group down. Please think about it this way. And maybe this could be a useful mnemonic for you. Imagine you're face-to-face with somebody talking. Okay? So you're on the same level. You see eye to eye. But when you use this, it's almost like you're kneeling down. Okay, so Kenjō-go starts with a K. Ken. Ni starts with K. Ken, ni. So they both start with a K. So if you kneel down, you're lowering yourself down. If you use Kenjō-go, you're lowering your position down compared to the person you're speaking with and becoming more polite. And when you do this, when you use Kenjō-go, you substitute these extremely polite, these humble verbs for regular verbs. Case in point, we have onegai shimasu. Now, in place of the shimasu, we substitute, Chigusu-san,
itashimasu.
You take out one verb, you put another verb in. Now let's take a look at the conversation and see how this works.
Hajimemashite.
Which means the first time. Literally, the first time. But when we interpret it in English, we would say, how do you do? How are you? Just break that down, Yoshi-san.
Hajimemashite. Hajimemashite.
Okay, and this is followed by?
Watanabe to iimasu.
First we have Yoshi's last name.
Watanabe.
Break it down.
Watanabe. Watanabe.
So your name goes here. Then it's followed by the particle.
To.
And then the verb.
Iimasu.
This is a verb in its polite form. Non-past polite form. And this is followed by.
Yoroshiku onegaishimasu.
Please be kind to me as I will to you. Now, Chigusu-san responds with a much more polite way of introducing oneself. Really pay attention here because in business, if you're introducing yourself in a business situation, if you're doing business in Japan, this is definitely how you want to introduce yourself in a business environment. Yoshi-san, can I get you to agree with me on that?
Yes.
Chigusu-san?
Yes.
Okay, Chigusu-san, let's hear it.
Hajimemashite. Yamaguchi to moushimasu. Dozo yoroshiku onegai itashimasu.
So the beginning is the same. Nice to meet you. Please remember that this literally means for the first time. Then it's followed by?
Yamaguchi to moushimasu.
First here we have?
Yamaguchi.
Chigusu's last name. The last name goes here. Then it's followed by the particle?
To.
Then we have?
Moushimasu.
Now, this is different. Yoshi-san, how did you introduce yourself?
Watanabe to iimasu.
Again, last name, particle to, the verb to say, iimasu. But here, as Chigusu-san is on the business side, she's using much more polite Japanese, and instead of iimasu, she substitutes iimasu with?
Moushimasu.
That's all there is to it. By changing these words, just by alternating words, she's expressing her respect for the customer. And everything that goes along with it is conveyed through the switch in words. Okay, then it's followed up by?
Dozo yoroshiku onegai itashimasu.
Okay, first we have?
Dozo.
Please.
Yoroshiku.
Which is the adverb for the word yoroshi, which is polite for?
Yoi.
Good. Please. Good. Also, nice works here. Please, nice. And as it's an adverb, nicely. Please, nicely.
Onegai itashimasu.
Please. Kindly. Please. Dozo is making this expression more polite. Now, the expression is the same as what Yoshi said. Yoshi-san, what did you say?
Yoroshiku onegai shimasu.
But here, we substitute again. That final word, shimasu, the verb, gets replaced with?
Itashimasu.
The humble form of shimasu. And again, here you're lowering yourself down. And when you do that, the person you're speaking with, their position goes up. Respect is shown by doing this. Now, this is quite advanced Japanese, but the reason we're showing you here is that these are fixed expressions that no matter what your level, you can use. You don't have to know the functionality of them. You can say this when you introduce yourself in business. Now, some people might be thinking, why are you introducing us to this now? Like, this is, you just said it's quite complex and stuff. But I want to reiterate. I want to really reinforce that You're already familiar with many of these expressions, many of these humble expressions. You just haven't realized it yet. For example, Yoshi-san, how do you say thank you in Japanese?
Arigatou.
Okay, how about Chigusa-san? If someone says to you, thank you, what do you say instinctively?
どういたしまして?
What's the second part of that expression?
いたしまして.
This comes from the verb いたす. So again, you've already come in contact with these. You're welcome. As time goes by, it'll all start to make sense. Okay? But for now, know that these are fixed expressions. If you want to introduce yourself in a business meeting, if you want to introduce yourself in the most polite way possible, the only thing that you have to change in that above expression, the one that Chigusa gave us, is put your name in front of the to that's in front of moshimasu. That's it. You can now officially introduce yourself in extremely polite situations. For anybody out there studying in Japanese classes, please give this a try. So that's what we want to convey to you. Please try these expressions out. Please. And if you try them out, please let us know the response. Again, they're extremely polite. So now we have three ways to introduce ourselves. Yoshi-san, can you just run through those three ways?
Hajimemashite, Watanabe desu. Hajimemashite, Watanabe to iimasu. Hajimemashite, Watanabe to moushimasu.
With the last one being extremely polite. All right, I think that's going to do for this lesson. Stop by JapanesePod11.com. Again, there we have lots of information to reinforce what you learn here. Inside the PDF, much more detailed explanation, plus inside the Learning Center, things to bring it all together. That's going to do for today.
またね。
またね。